Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They can never do it. I don't know what the problem is.
Maybe is it the emblem, the 106.7, the fan? Is the 7 smaller or something?
People just don't want to go to that decimal point. They don't treat it seriously.
I think they just round it to the number that it is. It's just easier to say than not.
Because, I mean, think of this. Like, I don't know why I thought of this example, but in Baltimore, their Hon, 98 Rock. There's no 8 anywhere in the branding.
Yeah.
It's 97.9, but they go 98 Rock. It's easy. So maybe the extra digits make it hard for people? Because now we're asking people for 4 numbers?
106 the
106
fan.
The fan.
So we should round up to 107 the fan.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Maybe we should do that. 107 the fan.
I am a branding and marketing genius, as
you
we
have
all know.
Been for a while.
Very, very accomplished in that way.
I am going to Yard House tonight for the second time in 2 days.
Mr. Maui Pineapple Chicken, everybody.
Last night,
yeah.
I went for dinner and I ate Maui Pineapple Chicken. I also went on Sunday night. I don't think I've been since. I hope I haven't. Sunday, Wednesday. Yeah, so I didn't go Monday or Tuesday because I was working in Bethesda.
I was going to say something must have happened.
But I'm going tonight, and the reason is College Basketball Pulse, and that's right, perk up your ears, producer Brendan Dar. We've got a ticket draft for the Georgetown Hoyas season tickets tonight.
Oh, man.
So your boy's going to have to get his hands on a couple of Big East showdowns.
Let's look at that schedule.
So Georgetown opens their season coming up this week. Patrick Ewing at the controls. I'm anticipating a disastrous campaign, by the way.
I think this first one will be a rough
game. They're going to be brutal.
Big game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, so that's one on the draft that I'm not going to slot at the top of my board.
You need to make sure you see either Maine, Maryland Eastern Shore.
Nope.
Coppin State.
No.
North Carolina A&T.
Absolutely not.
North Texas.
Probably not.
Alabama A&M.
Nope.
Or, man, God, look at some of these games.
Just a who's list of national powers in that non-conference schedule.
They're going to try to rack up a few wins there to make everybody feel a little
good
bit better.
Good luck. Yeah. I think they're going to lose 4 or 5 of the games you just said.
No, they're not going to lose to Maine.
I'm not saying they're losing to Maine, but I'm saying you just rattled off 11 games. They're not winning 9 of those. I promise you that.
Stop it.
They're not.
They're going to beat Jacksonville.
Grant, there's no way they lose all those games.
Now, they're going to lose to Richmond. I'll
tell
you that
right
now.
I didn't say all those games. I said they're going to lose about half of those games. They're going to go 7-5 with those 12 games.
Guiler Palumbus. They're not losing to Jacksonville, Mount St. Mary's.
Patrick Ewing would be fired if that happened.
Maryland Eastern Shore, Maine, Coppin State.
Patrick Ewing shouldn't have been hired, number one, so we can start with that. Number two, he's not going to be fired.
Big Georgetown basketball fan.
I've said that when it happened. I got yelled at by everyone who called in because he was a great player there. That's awesome. I'm happy for him.
I know.
You know what? They should have done hired someone who's coached college basketball before.
Oh, man.
That's what they should have done.
Oh, man. I love
they chose
Rob
not
Kelly.
To do that. So I will be at the ticket draft tonight at Yard House. I'm not going to eat Maui Pineapple Chicken, I don't think.
What?
Here's why. You know, Maui Pineapple Chicken is actually not technically legal for me on the EMP-180 weight loss program.
I have heard that before.
So they told me you need to, basically they said it's not that big of a deal, it's chicken, but because it's marinated or whatever's going on, it's not great for you.
Yeah.
So what I've noticed, I weigh myself every morning. On days when I don't go eat Maui Pineapple Chicken, I normally lose about a half pound. On days when I do, I either stay the same or I gain like 0.3 or 4.4 pounds.
Can you imagine it's basically worth a pound? In the one direction or
exactly.
the other. Just sauce.
So I'm
That's
pretty
is
much
is sauce.
Undulating right now between 187 and 189 like every day. I want to get down with a weigh-in coming up another pound, and I know that if I go steak, onions, and mushrooms tonight instead of Maui Pineapple Chicken with all the sugars and the sauces and
Isn't
stuff.
Amazing you'll lose weight.
That I will probably lose an extra half pound.
But it'll be the only time that you will regret ordering steak.
It's true. Yeah, I probably will do Maui Pineapple Chicken for a second straight night.
Now, I
just audibled at the line. They brought the safety up, and I'm going to chuck it downfield.
Chuck Razor. Now, there is a Georgetown-North Texas game. Are you going to get tickets for that one? You want to get in on that one?
That might be one of those where late in the draft it kind of gets assigned to me. See, I also don't know how this is going to work because it depends how many people show up as to how many rounds there are, how this is going to go. I'd like to get our hands on a couple of Big East games. I always like certain schools that I want to see when they come. I'll probably end up with like Creighton. I'm sure I'll end up with Creighton somehow.
Creighton's Which good. Conference loss is going to be your favorite?
Most of them. Most of them will be my favorite, I think.
Creighton's been good. That's a pretty good program. That's not bad.
I'm fine with it. I'm just saying that's kind of it's always like a Creighton. I used to love Providence. That was the school I would always draft first because I wanted to see my guy Chris Dunn. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You got to get you some Villanova tickets if you can. That would be my one seat.
I'm sure that's going 1-1.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you can, do it.
Zippy chance, I'll get the first pick.
I just need to say this. Their out-of-conference schedule is an embarrassment. it's bad.
What do you want them to do? They are not good.
So you
play, them
you still play. You got to play
20
people.
Games?
You got to play somebody at some point,
no,
right?
No, you stack a bunch of cupcakes. You try to have a 500 season. You get beat up a little bit in your conference, and you come back to the drawing board next year.
The strength, the SOS of their rippy, just embarrassing. The RPIs of these teams are in the thousands when you combine them.
You don't think they get into the tournament this year? Is that what you're saying?
The old Georgetown Hoyas? They may not make the conference tournament, dude.
They might get into the NIT tournament.
The College Basketball Invitational?
That's a stretch.
That would be tough.
That is a stretch four right there.
How about this for an idea? Tonight, you make a big announcement as soon as you come into Yard House,
okay,
that you will pick up the tab if you can get the first overall pick.
That's actually not a bad idea.
You trade up.
Two games I would desperately try to get to. Because, I mean, they'll get the doors blown off on both of them. It's Villanova and Xavier. I think Xavier's going to be filthy this year.
Xavier's going to be the second pick in the draft, I would think.
So that's not a terrible idea. So if you can make that play.
And I would happily do that. To get that game.
Grant, I've got your angle here.
Okay.
You need to pull a Jason Bishop.
Bish.
Reach out to Yard House on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
See if they'll, you know, hook your tab a little bit. And then you make the announcement.
Let me tell you something about Yard House.
Okay.
How many times do you think I've mentioned them on the air?
100. Yeah, but you need to tag them on Twitter because, as we've seen, that gets somewhere.
But Jason doesn't tweet.
I don't like doing that.
Jason doesn't have to tweet.
And also, Dar should have told you that during the commercial break, because if someone in the draft just heard that, they now know that you're not picking up the tab.
Well, that's fair, but I don't want to be shamed. Anytime you tweet for anything, you get a bunch of people like, oh, so you want something for free? It's
yes.
so annoying.
Yes, you do. It's fine.
I don't want to deal. I'd rather not get anything for free than deal with 11 people judging me and shaming me with the shame bell. So I'm not going to do that.
You've probably muted all those people anyway.
By the way, here's the better question. Not that we deserve anything for just putting people over. It is incredible that Yard House has not cared at all about me. It is incredible. Seriously. I mean, and not to like put my chest out and be a big silly or anything.
But put your chest out and be silly for a second.
I mean, you and I go places, and I would say routinely,
yeah,
pretty common in our lives, just being very nice, people will be like, oh, we'll take care of you. And I say, no, please don't do that. Please don't do that. I don't want you to. But they offer. Yesterday, I went to the Green Turtle in Kingstown. I sat at the bar. I ordered grilled wings that were delicious dry rub wings. And you know what happened? The bartender came over at the end and said, hey, James, I don't know who James is. James wants to take care of this for you. I said, nope, please don't do that. Please charge me. She said, nope, James wants to take care of this for you. He thanks you for coming in. You know, whatever. I met James one time a couple weeks ago. He likes the show. I said, okay, charge me for a drink so I can leave you a tip. And the bartender named Mary said, I'm not going to do that. We're just going to take care of you today. I said, please charge me. I have no cash. I want you to charge me for my drink so I can leave you a tip. And she said, no. Next time you come in, you can give me a tip.
How about it?
Very nice of them. Never mentioned them once. I'm there every day, just about. They could not care less.
Are you cheating on Lucky's now?
Oh, that's the thing. It's every other day, kind of. Because what I do is, it's Lucky's half the time, and it's Yard House half the time. And it's Green Turtle about two-thirds of the time.
That's your changeup.
A lot of times I do Lucky's or Green Turtle for lunch with wings and then like Maui Pineapple Chicken at night.
The king of Kingstown.
Dude, I'm telling you.
It just goes to three places.
Allison is so salty at this point.
I'd be so exhausted by it.
Here's why she's salty. Because I now know a lot of the bar regulars by name. So like I walk in forget that the waitresses all have my iced tea ready to go and they say, do you want your regular today? Which is embarrassing enough.
Mr. Maui Pineapple
like
Chicken.
Chip and Don and all the guys at the bar, they're like doing their shtick about like their day at the office, you know? They're like, hey, Grant, how you doing? I'm like, hey, what's up, fellas? How are you guys? And Allison's like, so are these like your friend? Like, who are your friends now? Is it Jim and Joey and Jeff from your wedding or is it Don and Chip? Like, what are you doing?
You won't put Don and Chip in your groomsmen party.
It'd be hilarious.
You are living a life that I run away from, where if I go to a McDonald's,
yeah,
and they predict my order, I will never go back to that McDonald's.
Remember
again.
We talked about this?
I used
this
to be the same
where
way.
You guys were embarrassed
yes.
that people would know what you wanted?
I used to be the same way. And the only thing I can say to you is this. You have so many options for whatever fast food you want. I have found two places that grill me wings and make delicious dry rub wings.
Fit our diet.
That are in my area. If there were 10, I would rotate it every single day. For dinner, there's one thing that I like that doesn't make me fat. One, and it's Maui Pineapple Chicken. And if I found another thing, which I have occasionally, I'll go to this place called Burton's and get steak all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But I need to eat a very select few things, and when I find something delicious, someone wants to fix that. My fiance wants to say, oh, let's try this. Let me eat what I want. It's the only thing that doesn't make me fat.
My wife and I have this discussion a lot where she's like, I got these zucchini noodles. I don't want those. I need ground beef with mushrooms that I make myself.
Yes.
Just either let me do it or get out of the way.
I have three things.
There's like two things we can eat.
I'm already not eating anything I like. Please let me eat these three things.
Yeah. So I will say that I had the same feeling. I don't need anything for free. I like free things. Free things are lovely. I love
the
gift cards that our friends at Kava have given us.
Jason Bishop, we are not.
I don't need here's what I need.
Could you start? For us,
well, but I have some form of like whether it's pride, whatever the heck it is, I don't know. I don't need free stuff. What I do need is an acknowledgement.
Just please lose your shame. Lose all of your shame.
Acknowledge
both of you.
That I have. This is my thing in general where I've just poured money into the coffers of cell phone companies, cable companies, whatever. Acknowledge that I have just handed you money faithfully for so many years.
Yeah,
I come to your place. Say hi. Thank you for coming in. You're very regular. Here is an iced tea on the house. I don't need any free things, but just the idea that you would recognize that I am filling your coffers.
I'll give Yard House this, though. They have not been out of Maui Pineapple Chicken in my last 25 trips there at this point. I mean, you know how they used to, like, every other time not have it?
Well, the
it is always stocked.
The food purchaser knows now. There's you better
like
order more.
A 300% increase at the one place that you go to.
That's true. They know to keep it
ever
stocked.
Since they tweeted you, #Mr. Maui Pineapple Chicken or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They've had it.
They
Mr.
have.
Mr. Maui Pineapple
They now
Chicken.
Know I might be lurking right around the corner.
My guy.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Let's get to Kirk Cousins' contract next. What's your take on what Joel Corey told us? You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.